नमस्सर्वेभ्यः। अद्य विभक्तिवर्गे द्वादशः पाठः, जनवरी मासस्य द्वितीयः दिनाङ्कः। रामो राजमणिः सदा विजयते, रामं रमेशं भजे। रामेणाभिहता निशाचरचमूः, रामाय तस्मै नमः। रामान्नास्ति परायणं परतरं, रामस्य दासोऽस्म्यहम्। रामे चित्तलयः सदा भवतु मे, भो राम मामुद्धर। गुरुरेव गतिः गुरुमेव भजे, गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे। न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोः, मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो। सो वेलकम बैक आफ्टर द लॉन्ग अनइंटेंडेड ब्रेक द क्लासेस। सो जस्ट वन मोमेंट प्लीज। Somebody asked before class, but is this class 11 or 12? This is 12. I'm sorry that the notes or the materials of class 11 were not uploaded till yesterday. I'm sorry about that. I mean, in the long break, because there was a break in our internet connectivity, I was not able to upload the last class. So it is uploaded now. So in case any of you have missed that class, you can hopefully catch it up over, over the next week. Anyway, we'll go do a quick review, so should be fine. So we'll start with a quick review of what we have done throughout the course, just so we get back to the groove. किम् अधीतं विभक्तिवर्गे इति किञ्चित् पश्यामः संक्षिप्ततया। विभक्तिः का नाम विभक्तिः इति प्रथमः प्रश्नः। संस्कृते पदं द्विविधं भवति, नामपदं क्रियापदम्, अर्थात् सुबन्तं तिङन्तम् इति। सर्वत्र पदे भागद्वयं दृश्यते, प्रकृतिः तथा प्रत्ययः। प्रकृतिभागः एकः भवति, तस्य भिन्नाः प्रत्ययाः भिन्नेषु अर्थेषु योज्यन्ते। नामपदस्य अथवा सुबन्तस्य प्रकृतिः प्रातिपदिकम् इत्युच्यते, तस्मात् प्रातिपदिकात् सुप् इति प्रत्ययाः योज्यन्ते। क्रियापदे प्रकृतिः धातुः, तस्माद् धातोः तिङ् इत्येते प्रत्ययाः योज्यन्ते। प्रातिपदिकम्, प्रातिपदिकात् ये सुप्रत्ययाः योज्यन्ते तेषामेव विभक्तिः इति नाम। सुप् इति प्रत्ययाः ये प्रातिपदिकेभ्यः योज्यन्ते तेषां प्रत्ययानामेव विभक्तिः इति नाम। So vibhakti is a term which refers to the set of pratyayas which are added to the pratipadika in specific senses. Kati vibhaktayaha. Sup iti pratyayaha ekavimshatihi. 21 sup pratyayas. Tesham sapta ganaha santi. Teva vibhakti iti vyavahriyante. prathama, dvitiya, tritiya, chaturthi, panchami, shashti, saptami iti sapta vibhaktayah. Prati vibhakti trayah pratyayah bhavanti. Ekavachanam, dvivachanam, bahuvachanam. So 7, 3, 21. Ahatya ekavimshatihi sup pratyayah. Kaha vibhaktayah adunaiva drishtam prathama ityarabhya saptami paryantam vibhaktayah. Sambodhana prathama ityesha prithak vibhaktihi na. Prathama vibhaktehe ye pratyayah te eva sambodhane api upayujyante. Ekavachana rupe kadachit bhedaha bhavitum arhati. So the only difference between prathama and sambodhana prathama forms will be in ekavachana, if any. They need not be. Sometimes or in many cases prathama and sambodhana prathama forms will be the same. Kadachit sambodhana prathama vibhaktau ekavachane eva rupe visheshaha bhavitum arhati. Kimartham vibhaktinam yojanam kimartham athava kim uchyate vibhaktivihi ke vibhaktirthaha. Pradhanataya chatvaraha chaturshu artheshu vibhaktayaha yojyante. Prathamastavat pratipadika arthaha ichyate. Pratipadikasya yaha arthaha sayeva arthaha vibhaktya api uchyate na adhikam. Yatha vrikshaha ityukte vriksha ityasya yaha arthaha sayeva arthaha apadam na prayunjita iti niyamaha. Samskrite padam arthat subantam athava tingantam eva prayoktavyam. Kevalasya pratipadikasya kevalasya dhatoho va prayogaha na bhavati. You cannot use plain pratipadikas or dhatus. So anything that is used has to be a pada. If it is to be a pada, it should have either supratyayas or thing pratyayas added to it. So the same meaning when we are just indicating a particular substance. So the prathama vibhakti is added just to indicate that vastu and nothing else. No additional meaning. Pratipadikarthe athava vastu nirdeshe vibhakti hi bhavati. Kriyaya saha sambandham dyotayitum vibhaktehe prayogaha bhavati. Yatha dadati ityasti. Balaha dadati ityukte balaha danakriyayam karta. Balaya dadati ityukte balaha svikarta. So in one case he is the giver, in the other case he is the receiver. So ayam bhedaha vibhaktya uchyate. So kriyaya saha sambandham dyotayitum vibhaktehe prayogaha bhavati. Anyena padarthena sambandham dyotayitum vibhaktihi bhavati. Mama pustakam. Tatra mama pustakasya cha madhye kashchana sambandha. So the relation of ownership between me and the book. Okay, two padarthas, two objects. Okay. Dasharathasya putraha. So there is Dasharatha and there is the son. So there is a relation between them. So such relation between two objects can also be indicated by the vibhakti. And lastly, padena anvayaha. So the presence of a particular word, not the meaning, a particular word in the sentence. Yatha namaha iti padam yadi upayujyate tarhi chaturthi vibhaktihi. Gurave namaha, ramaya namaha ityadi. Evam saha iti padam yadyasti tarhi tritiya ityadi. Evam pradhanataya chaturshvartheshu vibhaktayaha upayujyante. Tatra tisraha vibhaktayaha asmabhihi adhitaha. Prathama vibhaktihi trishu artheshu bhavati vastu nirdeshe. So as I already mentioned, just to indicate a particular vastu or object. Say vrikshaha balaha. Evam saha vrikshaha eshaha balaha. When you are making a sentence like this, actually the kriyapada called asti is always implied. Saha vrikshaha asti eshaha balaha asti. So the Vriksha and Bala are actually the karta for the satta kriya or just for existence. But the main purpose of the vibhakti here is just to indicate the meaning of the pratipadika and not anything else. Okay. So kartrarthe kriyayaha kartaram suchayati prathama vibhakti. Balaha pathati sita gayati ityadishu prathama vibhaktyantam padam kartrapadam suchayati. Okay. Karmavachakasya prathama vibhakti bhavati pathaha pathaniyaha. The lesson must be read. Shala gantavya. So ubhayatra shala iti karma. Aham shalam gachami. Maya shala gantavya. So shala is the object of going. Similarly, aham patham pathami. Maya pathaha pathaniyaha. So patha is the object of reading. So the object can get prathama vibhakti. The agent or the karta can get prathama vibhakti. So, and prathama vibhakti can be seen in cases where we are just referring to an object. Dvitiya vibhakti hi, karma vachakat dvitiya vibhakti hi bhavati, the object of any action. So, patham pathati, graham gachati, ityadishu, karma vachakasya dvitiya vibhakti hi bhavati. Dvikarmakaha kadachit dve karmapade bhavataha athava dve karmani. So a particular action can be associated with two separate objects. Gurum prashnam prachati. Atra guruhu api karma, prashnaha api karma. What and whom? So keshanchit dhatu nam prayoge. So dvikarmaka prayogas are restricted to specific dhatus. So the most common dhatus that we see dvikarmaka prayogas with are prachati, vadati, bodhayati, nayati, prarthayati. So these are the common meanings in which we see this dvikarmakas. So who and what, or what and where. Syutam shalam nayati, takes the bag to school. So syutaha ityapi karma, shala ityapi karma. Evam dvikarmaka prayogaha bhavanti. Tatra ubhayoho karmanoho dvitiya vibhaktihi bhavati. Upapada dvitiya. So keshanchit padanam prayoge tatsambaddham padam dvitiya vibhaktau bhavati. Gramam paritaha vanam asti. Paritaha iti padasya prayoge dvitiya vibhaktihi gramam paritaha, around the village. Gramasya sarvasu dikshu ityarthaha, tasmin arthe dvitiya vibhaktihi upayujyate. Evam anyani padani santi, abhitaha, paritaha, samaya, nikasha, ha, evam dhik ityadinam prayoge dvitiya vibhaktihi bhavati. Vina ityasya prayoge api vikalpena dvitiya vibhaktihi bhavati. Tritiya vibhaktihi. So adhuna tritiya vibhaktihi adhiyamana asti. Karanavachakat tritiya vibhaktihi bhavati. So the most important use of tritiya is in karana, to indicate the instrument of an action. Karya siddhau yat atyantam upakarakam tat karanam, karanavachakat tritiya vibhaktihi bhavati. Yatha hastena khadati, nasikaya jighrati, jighrati is to smell. Bhavavachakebhyaha, so words which indicate emotions, tritiya vibhaktihi bhavati. Kopena vadati, samshayena pashyati, ityadi. Kartrarthe tritiya. So this is also common, but cases where we might go wrong. Yatra karmarthaka pratyayanam prayogaha, kta pratyayaha, athava aniyar pratyayaha, tavya pratyayaha, athava karmani lakaraha, etesham prayoge kartravachakat tritiya vibhakti hi bhavati. Balena khaditam, eaten by the boy. So boy is the person who eats. So he is the karta. Maya uktam. It was told by me. So again, I am the karta for telling. Tatra kartrivachakat tritiya vibhakti hi bhavati. Asya abhyasaha api bahudha kritaha ktaktavatu pratyayanam tatha aniyartavya itetesham api abhyasaha kritaha. Tritiya vibhakti rupani kinchit smaraniyani napum pullinge balena balabhyam balaihi iti rupani. Strilinge balikaya balikabhyam balikabhihi iti ikaranta strilinganam narya naribhyam naribhihi iti napum saketu mitrena mitrabhyam mitraihi ityevam rupani bhavanti. Tritiya vibhaktau antimaha bhagaha avashishtaha upavada tritiya. So the usage of tritiya with specific words. Asya arambhaha kritaha gata varge saha iti padasya prayoge tritiya vibhaktihi bhavati. Ramena saha sita vanam gatavati. So Sita went to the forest with Rama. So saha ityasya along with ityarthaha tatha sati tritiya vibhaktihi bhavati with whom. So tasya prashnasya uttaram tritiya vibhaktau bhavati. Na kevalam saha tat samanarthakani anyani avyayani santi. So there are four avyayas, all of which mean the same. Tesham sarvesham api prayoge tritiya vibhaktihi bhavati. Sakam krishnena sakam arjunaha yuddhaya prasthitavan. Arjuna left for war along with krishna. Krishnena sakam duryodhanena sardham karnaha agatavan. Karna came along with duryodhana. Duryodhanena sardham samam draupadya samam sarve pandavaha upasthitaha. All the pandavas were present along with draupadi. So saha sakam sardham samam ityetani chatvari avyayani etesham prayoge padam tritiya vibhaktau bhavati. So all of them mean the same along with. So they can be used interchangeably. There is no difference in meaning. Okay. So you can say Ramena Saha or Ramena Sakam or Ramena Sardham, Ramena Samam. Does not make any difference. So just four synonyms of each other. So whenever they are used, we use Tritiya. And the one very special case about this is, even if we don't use any of these words, if we are using that Tritiya in the sense of along with. So just the Tritiya Vibhakti itself can convey the sense of along with. So, aham api tvaya agachami. I will also come with you. So, the tritiya on tvaya itself, even without any of these words, can indicate the meaning of along with. Okay. So, evam sarveshu sthaleshu tritiya vibhaktihi bhavati. Eta drishtam asya abhyasaha drashtavyaha asit. Idanim tasya abhyasam kurmaha. Kena saha gachati iti prashnaha balakaha. Janakena saha shalam gachati. Balakaha janakena saha shalam gachati. So the boy goes to school along with his father. Evam anyani vakyani vaktavyani. So, to remind, or for those who are in the live class for the first time, please use the hand symbol next to your name to lift your hand. So, once the hand is lifted, I'll unmute you and you can give out the answers. Guru.
Next. Balaka. बालकः जनन्या सह देवालयं गच्छति. बालकः अग्रजाः अग्रजैः सह आपणः आपणं गच्छति. अनुजा बालकः अनुजया सह सङ्गीतकक्षां गच्छति.
सम्यक्, थैंक यू. सो बालकः जनकेन सह शालां गच्छति, जनन्या सह देवालयं गच्छति, अग्रजैः सह आपणं गच्छति, अनुजया सह सङ्गीतकक्ष्यां गच्छति. कृष्ण महोदय.
बालकः मित्रैः सह क्रीडाङ्गणं गच्छति. बालकः मातुलेन सह ग्रामं गच्छति. बालकः पितामहेन सह क्षेत्राणि गच्छति. बालकः पितामह्या सह वैद्यशालां गच्छति.
सम्यक्. सो मित्रैः सह क्रीडाङ्गणं गच्छति, मातुलेन सह ग्रामं गच्छति. मातुलः अंकल्, मातुः सहोदरः मातुलः. पितामहेन सह क्षेत्राणि गच्छति. क्षेत्रं द फार्मिंग फील्ड्स. पितामह्या सह वैद्यशालां गच्छति. सो एज यूजुअल इफ यू डू नॉट अंडरस्टैंड एनी वर्ड प्लीज आस्क. इदानीम् अत्रापि वाक्यानि रचनीयानि. सो बालः मित्रैः साकं क्रीडति. यू केन् यूज़ एनी आफ् द फोर् अव्ययस् आर् इवन् तृतीया. सो मित्रैः साकं क्रीडति. सो एवं वाक्यानि करणीयानि. अत्र प्रश्नः अग्रजाः इत्यस्य अर्थः, अग्रजः इस् एल्डर् ब्रदर्. सो अग्रजैः वित् एल्डर् ब्रदर्स् इत्यर्थः. श्रीधर महोदय.
नमस्कार. बालः बालः मित्रैः सह क्रीडति. बालिका सख्याभिः सखीभिः सह पठति.
सखीभिः सह पठति. सम्यक्.
सखीभिः पठति.
धन्यवादः. शिवराम कुलकर्णी.
नमो नमः. श्रूयते वा?
श्रूयते, वदतु.
कृष्णः गोप्याभिः सह गोपीभिः सह नृत्यति.
कृष्णः गोपीभिः सह
नृत्यति. गोपाः कृष्णेन सह नन्दति.
गोपाः
नन्दन्ति.
गोपाः कृष्णेन सह
नन्दन्ति.
नन्दन्ति. सम्यक्.
नन्दन्ति.
सो द गोपास् द कौहर्ड्स् रिजाय्स् वित् कृष्ण. राव महोदय.
श्रूयते वा?
आम्.
ओके, थैंक यू. पांडवाः द्रौपद्येन सह द्रौपद्या सह गच्छन्ति. द्रौपदी पांडवै सह आगच्छति.
द्रौपदी पाण्डवैः सह आगच्छति. सम्यक्. Raj Joshi.
Nayakah. Anucharaihi saha. Patati.
Nayakah. Atanti. Nayakah. Anucharaihi saha. Atanti.
Gajah. Hastipakena saha. Sancharati.
Gajah. Hastipakena saha. Sancharati. The elephant moves along with the mahut. Hastipakaha is mahut, the one who drives the elephant. So next, please try to use the other avyayas also. So you have sakam, sardham, samam. Sarvesham api upayogaha kartum shakyate. Meenakshi.
Mata putriya samam gayati.
Mata putriya samam gayati. Next.
Raja yodhyai
yodhaiha
yudhyati.
Yudhyati. Raja yodhai saha yudhyati. Or yodhai. Sorry?
Subhepadi. It is Subhepadi. Yudhyate. Yudhyati.
Yudhyati. There might, I think it's a Parasmaipadi. Not sure of that. Yodhaihi saha. Along with his soldiers. Gita. Ramachandran.
Guruhu shishyaihi saha upavishati. Amatyaha maharajen sakam samam charchati.
Charchayanti.
Charchayanti.
Amatyah maharajena sakam or maharajena samam chartayanti. So the ministers discuss along with the king. Idanim sarvanamnam tritiya vibhaktyah rupani pashyamaha etavata na nishtaha sasaha tena tabhyam taihi. So tena tabhyam taihi. Taya tabhyam tabhihi. Taya tabhyam tabhihi. Napumsakepi rupam samanam tena tabhyam taihi. Eshaha etena etabhyam etaihi. Etaya etabhyam etabhihi. Etena etabhyam etaihi. Aham tesya maya avabhyam asmabhihi. Tvaya yuvabhyam yushmabhihi. So evam sarvanamnam tritiya vibhaktau rupani. So atra tesham abhyasam kurmaha. Varadarajan Mahonaya.
Balakaha tena gachati.
Balakaha tena gachati or tena sakam tena sadam ityadi.
Balakaha taya samam agachati. Balakaha tena saha patati. Balakaha yetena likati. Yetena saha likati.
Yetena likati is also fine, but yeah, you can also use any of the avyayas.
Balakaha yetaya saha or yetaya samam kridati. Balakaha एतेन सह उपविशति बालकः मया सह मया समं गायति बालः बालकः त्वया सह नृत्यति
नृत्यति सम्यक् Yes, have a question? You have a question?
No, sorry. That's fine.
Yeah, thank you. So next, let us try using the dvivachana of the same sarvanamas. Dvivachanam upayujya vakyam vaktavyam. Paul?
बालकः सा बालकः
ताभ्याम्
ताभ्याम् ओके बालकः ताभ्याम् गच्छति बालकः ताभ्याम्
Yes.
Tabhyam agachati. Balakaha tabhyam patati.
So, dvivachane sarvatra rupam samanam. Tena tabhyam. Taya tabhyam, tena tabhyam. So, sarvatra tabhyam ityeva bhavati. Next.
Balakaha. बालकः एताभ्यां लिखति बालकः एताभ्यां क्रीडति बालकः एताभ्यां उपविशति बालकः अस्माभ्याम्
आवाभ्याम्
आवाभ्याम् बालकः आवाभ्याम् गायति बालकः तुवाभ्याम् नृत्यति
सम्यक् थैंक यू सो आवाभ्याम् साकं गायति युवाभ्याम् सार्धं नृत्यति ताभ्याम् सह गच्छति आगच्छति पठति एताभ्याम समं लिखति क्रीडति उपविशति इदानीं अस्यैव बहुवचन रूपस्य अभ्यासं कुर्मः श्रीधर श्रीनिवास
नमस्कार बालकः तैः सार्धं गच्छति बालकः ताभिः साकम् आगच्छति बालकः तैः सह पठति बालकः एतैः सह लिखति बालकः एताभिः सह क्रीडति बालकः एतैः साकम् उपविशति बालकः अस्माभिः साकं गायति बालकः युष्माभिः सार्धं नृत्यति
सम्यक् सो तेन ताभ्यां तैः तया ताभ्यां ताभिः तेन ताभ्यां तैः एतेन एताभ्यां एतैः एतया एताभ्यां एताभिः एतेन एताभ्यां एतैः मया आवाभ्याम् अस्माभिः त्वया युवाभ्यां युष्माभिः इत्येतानि तृतीयाविभक्तौ सर्वनाम्नां रूपाणि अग्रे उपपदतृतीयायाः अन्यान् प्रयोगान् पश्यामः. विना इत्यस्य योगे अपि तृतीया विभक्तिः भवति, द्वितीया अपि भवति, तृतीया अपि. सो वित् इन् असोसियेशन् वित् विना वि केन् यूस् ईदर् द्वितीया आर् तृतीया. तेन विना तृणमपि न चलति, बहु प्रसिद्धं वाक्यं. तेन विना विथौट् हिम् विथौट् द लार्ड् तृणम् अपि न चलति. इवन् अ ब्लेड् आफ् ग्रास् डस् नाट् मूव्. सो जलेन विना मीनाः न जीवन्ति. अहं त्वया विना न गच्छामि, ऐ विल् नाट् गो विथौट् यू. एवं तृतीया विभक्तिः भवति विना इत्यनेन योगे. अत्र अभ्यासं कुर्मः. दिस् इस् द सेम् एक्चुलि वाट् वी हेव् डन् फार् द्वितीया. इदानीं तृतीया विभक्तेः अभ्यासं कुर्मः. धन्या.
आहारेण विना वयं न जीवामः.
आहारेण विना वयं न जीवामः. दयया विना धर्मः नास्ति.
मित्रेण विना जीवनं दुष्करम्.
मित्राणि इत्यस्ति बहुवचनम्.
मित्रैः विना जीवनं दुष्करम्.
सम्यक्. मित्रैः विना जीवनं दुष्करम्. थैंक यू. हरमंदर सिंह.
नद्या विना कृषि कार्य न चलति. कृषिकार्यं न चलति.
नद्या विना कृषिकार्यं न चलति. बालैः विना इन् जनरल्. सो बालाः इट् केन् बी द बहुवचन आफ् बोत् स्त्रीलिङ्ग एण्ड् पुल्लिङ्ग. इन् जनरल् द पुल्लिङ्ग इस् यूस्ड्. सो बालैः विना गृहं न शोभते. पुत्र्या विना माता आपणं न गच्छति. थैंक यू. रामानुजन.
नमस्ते. कथैः विना मम
पुत्री
न निद्रति.
कथा स्त्रीलिङ्गम्.
कथाभिः विना मम पुत्री न निद्रति.
निद्राति.
संस्कृतेन विना संस्कृतिः नश्यति एव.
सो सम्यक्. थैंक यू. सो संस्कृतेन विना संस्कृतिः नश्यति. कथाभिः विना मम पुत्री न निद्राति. एवं विना इत्यस्य प्रयोगे तृतीया विभक्तिः भवति. अलम् इति पदमस्ति, तस्य प्रयोगे अपि तृतीया विभक्तिः भवति. सो वेन् वी आर् यूसिङ्ग् अलम् इन् द सेन्स् आफ् इनफ् सो स्टाप् संथिङ्ग् इत्यर्थे अयं प्रयोगः. सो इट्स् सो अलं कलहेन इनफ् आफ् क्वारलिङ्ग्. सो स्टाप् क्वारलिङ्ग् इत्यर्थे एव अयं प्रयोगः भवति. अलं कलहेन. सो इनफ् आफ् क्वारलिङ्ग् इति दट्स् द लिटरल् ट्रान्स्लेशन् आफ् इट्. सो तत्र अलम् इत्यनेन योगे यः शब्दः, तस्मात् तृतीया विभक्तिः भवति. अलं कलहेन. अलं कोलाहलेन. सो कलहः इस् क्वारल्. कोलाहलः इस् कमोशन्. So enough of commotion. So alam kolahalena. Alam nidraya. So, enough sleeping. So, get up is the implied meaning. So, alam nidraya. So, alam iti shabdena yoge tritiya vibhaktihi bhavati. So, those who want to volunteer, other than those who have already done, anybody? Mohanan, Venkatachalam.
Alam ahankarena.
Alam ahankarena. Ahankaraha is arrogance. Haan.
Alam dukhena.
Alam dukhena. Haan.
Alam bhitya.
Bhitya. Alam bhitya.
Alam bhitya.
Hmm.
Alam. Jalpanena.
Hmm. Alam jalpanena.
Jalpanena.
Ah, thank you.
Alam krothena.
Oh. Enough. Thank you. Yeah, no problem. So, jalpanam is to chatter. What we call arattai in Tamil. So to talk without much meaning or without much consequence. So that is jalpanam. Bhitihi is fear. Dukkham is sorrow. Okay. So next, yes, Mahadevan, Mahadevan.
Alam krodhena.
Alam krodhena.
Alam lajjaya.
Alam lajjaya.
Alam vistarena. Alam durashaya.
Samyak. So alam krodhena. Krodhaha is anger. Alam lajjaya. Lajja is shyness. Alam vistarena. Enough of vistara is to expand or to speak a lot. So alam durashaya. Durasha is greed. So evam alam ityasya yoge tritiya vibhaktihi bhavati. Okay. So with this we have covered most of the cases of tritiya vibhakti. But remember, what we are covering in this class is not comprehensive. That is, we will not be able to cover all instances of usage of tritiya. It's only the most common ones which we are likely to come across in vyavahara or in adhyayana. Both cases, literary or conversational Sanskrit, the most common ones. So the karane tritiya or the kartari and the bhavavachaka and these upapadas. So there are more, but these are the most common ones. So before we close with tritiya vibhakti, I just want to show a few instances of a few special usages of tritiya vibhakti. So there are other cases where tritiya vibhakti is used in very specific cases or with specific meanings. So you can just know what they are. So these you will come across probably in the study of kavyas. If you study kavyas, you will be likely to come across such prayogas or this. So there are prayogas like masena adhite, varshena labhate. Masena adhite. Adhite is to study. Masena. So masena adhite actually means he studies regularly. For there are two contrasting usages. One is called masam adhite and the other is masena adhite. So it's a very special usage and an interesting usage. Masam adhite means he studies somebody, say chatraha masam adhite, he studies regularly for a month. So whenever, daily, say if the study hours is 2 hours or 4 hours or 6 hours, so daily at the stipulated time he studies. Pratidinam నియతకాలికం అధ్యయనం కరోతి. దట్ ఈస్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ మాసం అధీతే వెన్ వీఆర్ యూజింగ్ ద్వితీయ. సో వెన్ యూస్ తృతీయ మాసేన అధీతే, ఇట్ మీన్స్ హీ స్టడీస్ రెగ్యులర్లీ ఫార్ ద మంత్ అండ్ మేనేజెస్ టు లర్న్ వాట్ హీ వాస్ ట్రయింగ్ టు లర్న్. సో హీ వాస్ ట్రయింగ్ టు లర్న్ అ పర్టిక్యులర్ అష్టాధ్యాయీ, మాసేన అష్టాధ్యాయీ అధీతే. సో మైట్ నాట్ బి పాసిబుల్ బట్ జస్ట్ అన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్. సో హీ స్టడీస్ అష్టాధ్యాయీ అండ్ లర్న్స్ ఇట్, దట్ ఈస్ ఇఫ్ హీ ఈస్ ట్రయింగ్ టు సే బై హార్ట్ ద అష్టాధ్యాయీ. సో మాసేన అష్టాధ్యాయీ అధీతే మీన్స్ హీ స్టడీస్ రెగ్యులర్లీ ఫార్ అ మంత్ అండ్ మాస్టర్స్ ద అష్టాధ్యాయీ. ఇన్ కాంట్రాస్ట్ ఇఫ్ యూ యూస్ సంథింగ్ లైక్ మాసం అష్టాధ్యాయీ అధీతే, he studies regularly for a month, the implied meaning is he does not learn it, he just keeps studying it but he has not been able to master it. So there are two contrasting usages. So where the change of vibhakti, you know, it's just masam adhite masena adhite, the change of meaning conveys a lot. In one case it conveys that he succeeded in achieving what he was trying to do, and in the other case he did not achieve. So you can see that the change of vibhakti gives a lot of change in meaning. Okay, so that is why the you know, there are many cases where such change of vibhakti conveys it is used for idiomatic expressions, but just by changing one switch of the vibhakti makes a lot of difference to what you are trying to say. Okay, they can say, we can either say shanmasaihi విభక్తిం అధీతవంతః ఆర్ షణ్మాసాన్ విభక్తిం అధీతవంతః. సో దేర్ ఈస్ అ డిఫరెన్స్. లెట్స్ హోప్ ఇట్ విల్ బి తృతీయ అట్ ద ఎండ్. వర్షేణ లభతే, సో సిమిలర్లీ హీ అటైన్ సంథింగ్ ఆఫ్టర్ రెగ్యులర్ ఎఫర్ట్ ఫార్ ద ఎంటైర్ ఇయర్. సో ఫర్ ద హోల్ ఆఫ్ ద ఇయర్ హీ పుట్ ఇన్ సమ్ ఎఫర్ట్ అండ్ అటైన్డ్ ఇట్. Okay, so the tritiya here is used in the sense of both consistency of effort and achieving what was intended. Okay. So there is also one more case where tritiya vibhakti is used. It is used to indicate the identifying factors or the identifying features of something. So jatabhihi tapasaha, you look at a man and identify that he is an ascetic. How? Jatabhihi, looking at the matted hair. So jatabhihi tapasaha, so from those matted hair you are assuming that he is a tapasa, or he is identified, the identifying feature for him is the jata. So samavastrena chhatraha, you go into a school, you don't know who are the students and who belong to who are somebody else. So samavastrena chhatraha, looking at the uniform you can identify the student. So the identifying feature, samavastrena, samavastram is uniform, samam vastram, uniform wear, that is what is uniform cloth. So samavastrena chhatraha, so the chakara doubling is because of the chakara, samavastrena chhatraha. So when hrasva swara is followed by a chakara, so there is doubling, so that is a sandhi karya. Okay, so the word is samavastrena chhatraha, when you are joining them it becomes samavastrena chhatraha. So this is another case of usage where tritiya vibhakti is used for ittambhuta lakshane, lakshana is the identifying feature of something or somebody. Okay, so there is also the case where you are indicating disability of a person, say akshana kanaha, blind in one eye. So kanaha is blind, akshana in one eye. So padena khanjaha, khanja is lame, that is had difficulty in walking. So lame in one foot. So these are phrases which are used as it is. You can just say kanaha, it means the same, but these phrases are special. Akshana kanaha padena khanjaha, So these are all, as I said, phrases which you will probably come across if you are studying the kavyas or such things. So I just wanted to show that beyond what we have studied, there are the usages of vibhaktis in very specific senses to convey certain meanings. So as you keep on studying, you will learn them. But for normal or day-to-day vyavahara, what we have studied should be enough if you practice often. So there are a couple of questions which I think I mixed. Akshana means an eye. So Akshana is an eye. Akshi is the word. So Akshi, Akshini, Akshini. So an eye. So Akshana, Akshibhyam, Akshibhi. So Akshana is Tritiya of that. I mean, Akshane, Akshibhyam, Akshibhyaha. It has different forms in all the different vibhaktis and vachanas. There was a question. Atena Namakim. Sorry, I could not get that question. Mohanan Mahodaya. Kaha prashna?
It is Atati. Atati.
Atati.
Atati.
Atati means to just wander or move around. Atanam is to wander. What is the implied verb with the word alam? In case of the word, when we thought of alam, when you say alam kalahena, so there is the implied verb. Generally we say the sadhyam is the implied verb. So if you are saying alam nidraya, nidraya sadhyam nasti. So nothing more can be achieved by kalaha or kolahala or nidra. So that is a case for the, you know, technicalities of grammar, because to justify this tritiya, so with this we do not actually call it as a upapada vibhakti in if you are looking at the technical thing aspects of vyakarana. We call it actually a karaka vibhakti because we assume the implied presence of a kriya, but in usage with alam we have tritiya. So that is why I have labeled it as upapada tritiya. So technically it falls under the karaka tritiya because we are using an implied kriya to justify the usage, because there is no Paninian rule to directly give tritiya vibhakti with alam. Say for saha, there is a rule which specifies that there should be tritiya vibhakti with saha. Similarly for vina. But for alam, there is no sutra. So we imply, assume the presence of a verb and justify the tritiya vibhakti. Okay. So next there is a question. What is the word for deaf? So deaf is badhiraha. So you will not say deaf by eyes. You will say deaf by the ear. Shrotrena badhiraha. So deaf in the ear, one ear. Shrotrena badhiraha. Badhira is deaf. One more question. Saying enough to food serving, can alam be used? Yeah, I can say annena alam or payasena alam. Upayoktum shakyat. Or you can even use alam. So just the use of alam is also there in the sense of paryaptam. So just alam is also fine. So if you are using anything along with it, it will be in tritiya. So idanim tritiya vibhaktehe saram pashyamaha. So karanamachakanam tritiya vibhaktihi bhavati yatha drashtam. Hastena or lekhanya likhati, hastena kshipati, banena hanti, ityadi. Bhavavachakanam tritiya vibhaktihi bhavati, dukhena roditi, santoshena drityati, ityadi. Kartruvachakanam tritiya bhavati, karmarthaka pratyayanam prayoge, tena krutam, रामेण हताः राक्षसाः इत्यादि उपपदतृतीय सो सः इत्यनेन सः साकं सार्धं समम् इति चतुर्भिः अव्ययैः सह तृतीया विभक्तिः भवति. विना इत्यनेन योगे अपि तृतीया भवति. तेन विना तृणमपि न चलति. अलम् इत्यनेन योगे अपि तृतीया विभक्तिः भवति. अलं कलहेन इत्यादि. सो दिस् इस् वाट् वि हेव् डन् इन् तृतीया विभक्ति. एनि क्वश्चन्स्? प्रश्नाः सन्ति वा? वरदराजन् महोदय, प्रश्नः अस्ति वा?
नो, ऐ एम् फैन्.
या या, नो प्रोब्लम्. वेङ्कटेश्वरन् महोदय, प्रश्नः अस्ति वा? ओके, सो वी विल् स्टाप् हियर् एण्ड् वी विल् स्टार्ट् वित् चतुर्थी विभक्ति इन् द नेक्स्ट् क्लास्. ओके, धन्यवादाः. रामो राजमणिः सदा विजयते, रामं रमेशं भजे. रामेणाभिहता निशाचरचमोः, रामाय तस्मै नमः. रामान्नास्ति परायणं परतरं, रामस्य दासोऽस्म्यहम्. रामे चित्तलयः सदा भवतु मे, भो राम मामुद्धर. गुरुरेव गतिः गुरुमेव भजे, गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे. न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोः, मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो.